offerings that you're giving us, and appreciate that, and all the folks that brought food in, and Brother Lamb's told us different folks has provided finances for meals, and you treat us like somebody, and I appreciate that, and enjoying the services, aren't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Seems like God has just been blessing, helping, and I appreciate the liberty and the preaching that we feel when we come here, and I believe that the Lord's wanting to help us again tonight. Pray for the preaching. Just think, here it is, a Wednesday night. Plan on going several nights and meeting. Let's pray that God would do some great things. I'd like to see somebody get saved. Wouldn't you? Praise God. I'd like to see somebody get saved. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. It just came to my mind. Something happened in December. I wasn't even scheduled to be at Randall Adams there in Hickory Grove, in around Broadhead, Kentucky. And he called, and I had just a few nights, and I told him I'd come. And just a wonderful thing happened. I praise the Lord for it, that when the service was going, there was a lady that stood up and said she wanted to pray for her sister that wasn't saved, and that she talked to this particular sister that day, and his sister wasn't saved and going through some trouble. And she came up, and other family members came up. We began to pray for this one sister to be saved, okay? It hadn't been in church in years. And we was praying. After we got through praying, folks started going back to their pews. But Todd, he's a young nephew. He just stopped and started weeping and crying. Al had never done anything like that before. He's weeping, he's crying, and all of a sudden the back door opened up. Hallelujah. And I didn't know, I'm an evangelist. The door opened up, there's a lady, walked through the door and saw her sister sitting on the second row, came up, and Todd, he's weeping and crying and praying. That's this lady's nephew, hadn't never seen it. And she broke down, started crying herself, came to the altar and got saved. Amen. I don't know who's going to walk through those doors. At our home church just several months ago, there's a black man. He got up that morning. His life was a wreck, a mess. He went to the Yellow Pages and began to go through there and said, "Lord, I need help. What church should I go to?" Amen. And seen an address, a title, name of the Southside Holiness Church. There in 28th Street on Durland in Oklahoma City. That black man drove from the north side of Oklahoma City. Came to south side. Never been there before. Amen. But the pastor had the right message. Amen. Because God had a design plan. You know God's a God that does things like that. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Lord. Don't you? And don't you ever doubt God. And nothing's going to take God by surprise. God knows what He's doing. Praise God. Let's lift our hands and just give God praise a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help us in this building tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let your will be done tonight. Hallelujah. Push back the powers of darkness, every hindering spirit. Oh, I pray for victory in the building tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 28 tonight. Acts chapter 28. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 28. Glory. This tonight, how to survive a snake bite. Amen. How to survive a snake bite. Amen. Acts chapter 28. I want to begin reading with verse 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. The barbarous people showed us no little kindness. You know what that means? It means that they showed them a lot of kindness. Okay? For they kindled a fire and received us every one. Amen. Verse 3. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Amen. That had to be scary if you wasn't in the spirit. When a viper comes out and fastens on your hand. And then the Bible says, and when the barbarian saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. Verse 5 says, he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds. It said that he was a god. Amen. I know you've heard folks preach out of these verses, this story. But I want to talk to you tonight on how to survive a snake bite. Praise God. And let's, I know I've already prayed and praised, but let's just ask the Lord again to minister and give us liberty to preach. And folks that may be battling things tonight may have freedom and victory over that snake. Father, I pray. I first need to pray, Lord, that you would push back the powers of darkness. Amen. Lord, everything that would hinder this service, I pray, God, that you would destroy it. Amen. Every hindering spirit, God, I pray that you would allow us tonight to feel the liberty to preach. I know, God, without you, we can do nothing. There's power in prayer. There's power in praise. There's power in the Word. I pray for individuals, amen, that they'd hear the Word and victory would come to their lives. Have your way now, Lord. In your name we pray. And everyone said, amen. I first want to make one thing clear tonight. I don't like snakes. Is that clear? I don't like snakes. Let me tell you something that happened this past summer. Like maybe you know, when I go home, I'm busy. But when it hits around July and August, I try my best to stay home and I find work. And this past year, I had some work lined up. Brother in the church, he hangs garage doors. And so he hires me about any time I need work. He's the number one I go to. I've got two or three folks hanging garage doors, roofing or something. I'm trying to find something to do. And so he had this one job in El Reno, Oklahoma. It's a big job and something like 14 garage doors on this big horse farm. It's going up these different barns and facilities. I mean, it was going to be nice. Sure enough, my second day on the job, and knowing how Oklahoma is, I said, Brother Larry, it's a good place for a snake to be hanging out. And that day I kept on working and we're stacking out those garage doors. I got to the last one. I picked it up and sure enough, there's one of those ugly snakes that I don't like. And I'm not scared of snakes. And I picked that up, and I was trying to give it to Brother Larry, and that snake, he was slithering right toward me. And I don't know my snakes. I knew it didn't have a rattle on the end of it. Knew it wasn't a rattlesnake, but I didn't know if it was a copperhead, or I knew it probably wasn't a cobra. Amen. Knew that much, but I didn't know it could be a cobra. I don't know my snakes. All I know, if it's a snake, it's a bad snake and it needs to die. Amen. Sure enough, that thing tried to come toward me, and I got my hands full. I'm kicking things at it, slowing it down. Finally, Brother Larry takes it, and just like me, what I always do if I can, I grab a bar and just smash that head real good. Picked it up and didn't think it'd be the right place to kill it. Amen. So I picked it up. It coiled up around my arm. It stunk and all that. Took it out to the rock. Amen. And I made that snake a good snake. You know what I mean. But when I did that, the owner was a woman. I don't know. She must have been a very wealthy woman. She was a single lady, something in her 50s, 40s. I don't know. But she heard me killing that snake. Other men working, you know. And she's the homeowner. I'm a contractor working with a contractor. She came over, seen that snake dead, and she said, "Well, that was a good snake." Amen. Almost said, "It is now." Amen. But I didn't. Amen. She got upset, and I would have never dreamed what happened. But I killed that snake. She said it was a good snake, and she went to my boss about 30 minutes later and run me off her property. I lost work that day. Amen. Didn't know what to do. Amen. But I fell back on preaching, you know. I always got something to do. Amen. But I lost my job, and I'm saying all that to say this. I don't like snakes. Amen. Never been snake bit. Don't want to get snake bit. Amen. But I wanted to make that real clear right now. I don't like snakes. Remember last year you had your photograph album. All those big rattlesnakes you killed. Never will forget that. You want to see some big rattlesnakes? He kills snakes too. Amen. But let me tell you a story in the Bible, okay? Amen. In the book of Acts chapter 27, we begin to find the Apostle Paul, this preacher of the gospel. He's been arrested. He's on a boat. He's sailing towards Rome. Amen. To be tried. He's got to stand before the king. He's being guarded by Roman soldiers as he's sailing. He warns them, "Brother Lot, it's not a good..." I feel like we're going to have church in a moment. Amen. How many's going to help me preach? Amen. He's sailing. The preacher's already told him, "I don't think it's a good time to take a sailing venture." But they don't listen to him, and they start sailing anyway. And sure enough, that storm comes in. It's a rock Ladon. Amen. Begins to rock that ship back and forth. Amen. You know these shipmen, they've seen storms before. They think it's just going to come and go. But this storm's different. Amen. This storm, all of a sudden, these men feel like it's going to drag them down to their death. They're going to die at sea. And these men, they begin to throw everything they could on that ship overboard and begin to lighten the ship because they want to live. Amen. It keeps getting to the place where they say that all hope to be alive, all hope to be saved was lost. I mean, days and nights, they hadn't seen the sun, the moon, the stars. They thought for sure they're going to die at sea. But that's when this man of God, the Apostle Paul, he has a prayer meeting. Amen. He prays things through. Amen. At the bottom of that ship, an angel of the Lord begins to talk to him and tell him, amen, nobody's going to die. But everybody on this ship, they're going to live. He says they're going to end
end up on some island, but everything's going to be all right. You know the story. Amen. He comes back and tells them, I told you so. Amen. Tells them to take courage. Amen. Like Brother Lamb said a few nights ago, maybe last night. Amen. These men try to jump ship, but they cut the ropes up, and these lifeboats sailed away. Amen. But eventually, they anchored down, and they waited for the day. And when the morning came, that ship began to go toward the land. It stuck in the mud, and the hind part was broken too. And that ship was shattered and broken. But every one of those men on the ship, they grabbed hold of boards. They began to swim to land, and every one of them was saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me preach a minute. Let me just tell this real quick. I'm going to just tell this. But you see here, why Paul, and I'm going to come back to this. You're going to think I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm not. Paul, he gets snake bit. He shakes that snake off in the fire. You know the story. And when he does that, these men of that land that doesn't know anything about Jesus, doesn't know anything about the power of God, when they saw Paul shake that snake off into the fire, he didn't die, but he lived. The Bible said they changed their minds. Did you notice that? They changed their minds. I'll tell you the greatest challenge of this church tonight, amen, is to preach this gospel, amen, to where the world around us would change their minds about Jesus. Amen. Some of you need to have a mind change. Amen. Some of you tonight, you may feel like you can't get saved. Some of you might feel like you can't get filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't have victory over something you're struggling with. But I like to preach in a way that God would change your mind, that you could see yourself in victory, that you could see yourself, amen, shouting the glory, that you could see yourself doing better than you've ever done. The greatest challenge that I've got tonight as a preacher is to look at you eyeball to eyeball and tell you you can be something in God, and tell you the devil is a liar, that you can be victorious in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands a moment, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For you see, glory, when the Apostle Paul, he landed, and these men of that island, which was called Melita, seeing these men as they were tired, they were drenched with water, they was fatigued, and these good people of that island knew they needed a fire, and they began to build a fire, Brother Lamb, and that's what I appreciate about the Apostle Paul. He could have sat back and said, well, they're building the fire, and I've got a right just to sit down and rest. But that wasn't it. The Apostle Paul, he wanted to help build a fire. He wanted to help somebody, amen, to be warm. Amen. You know what we need tonight is some fire builders. Help me, Lord. I believe, I was thinking when I felt like I need to preach this tonight, I said to myself, I believe everybody here at this church is fire builders. Amen. Hey, you just don't want to sit back and say, well, let Brother Lamb do everything. Let Brother Lot do everything. You sit back and only warm yourself by what somebody else has done. I think tonight everyone here needs to be a fire builder. I want to build a fire for my church. I want to bring a testimony. I want to bring a song. I want to bring a praise. I want to be a fire builder. Let me take a moment here and hit something real hard. Okay? You know one thing that aggravates me? Do I look aggravated? Sister Lott, do I look aggravated? No, I ain't. All right. But you know one thing that aggravates me? Amen. His folks, complaining people. I mean, they complain if it's too loud, if it's not loud enough. They complain if it's too cold, not warm enough. They complain if it ain't clean. They complain at the dead service. And why I don't mind folks is really trying to build a fire complaining. Amen. I mean, if you're sweating and if you're on time. That didn't slip out there. I wasn't throwing at you. Amen. If you're on time and amen and people and all this. It's those folks, amen, that drag in. And they sit back, yeah, when it's a high service. Amen. They're doing the hucklebuck and the jitterbug and everything else. But if it's a dead service, it's Brother Lamb's fault. If it's a dead service, it's Brother Green's fault. If it's a dead service, it's Sister Scott's fault. I'll tell you what we need. And I believe you got it right here. Amen. You got a bunch of people. Amen. With some potential being fire builders. Amen. Brother Lamb, he don't always have to do the preaching. You never know. Amen. Somebody might step up and say, I got something to say. Amen. Just take it away and go. We need some fire builders in the house of God. We need a fire burn at the mission church. Thank God there's a fire. Give me a minute. I want to run a minute. Give me a minute here. I ain't through with this. I'm worried about something. Brother Harrison, I'm worried about something. You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about getting old. Help me now. When I had started preaching somewhere around 17 years old, and these young preachers, I stood up to testify, take up prayer requests at my home church. I've been living good, going to church, and I was going to say something that I heard another preacher say, and man, it just got all over me. It God hit me, and like lightning, it went through me. Next thing I knew, I was like, I'm preaching, and after that, I kept testifying in services, and people said, man, you're a fireball. I'm worried. 45 minutes. I got preached last night to where really I preached myself where I couldn't preach no longer. I'm worried about getting old. But can I do something? I want to build a fire. Yeah, I'm tired. And yeah, I've been through some storms. Yeah, I'm soaking wet. I hadn't seen the sun, moon, and stars in days. But I landed on this island. I could sit back. Amen. And use that for an excuse. Amen. And say, let Brother Lamb do the preaching. Amen. Let Sister Scott do the singing. Amen. Don't you know what I went through? That don't matter. We need some young folks. Amen. That'll be fire builders. We don't need complainers. And say, well, why did he build that fire higher? Why did he add that wood more? Why did he do this? We need some folks that won't complain, but come in here with a log. Come in here with some wood. Come in here with the power of God in their soul and be a fire builder for God. Don't you throw no water on my fire either. Don't you go get a shovel and amen, on the sandy. Oh, I've seen so much sand. But don't you go outside and get you a shovel and get you a scoop of sand and bring it in here and put on my fire. I'm about running through right through there. Amen. Watch out. Amen. No, you're all right. Hallelujah. How about it? Praise God. Wet the wood. Oh boy. Amen. You know what? You just helped me preach. You know, Elijah, it don't matter, son. Hallelujah. Wet the wood. Amen. Drench it down. I don't care. Amen. Because my God is a consuming fire. You come in here and try to stop. Amen. The fire of God. You may get burnt yourself. Amen. Elijah, what? He prayed the fire down, not just on a sacrifice. He prayed it down on men's head. Amen. Thank God we could have a fire. I ain't near done preaching. Praise God. Lift your hands a minute. It's getting away from me. Amen. I like just to go with what I'm feeling tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. One man said the other day, I wrote it down. Reason why we got icebergs in the pulpit is because we got polar bears in the pulpit. Amen. Ah, we need some men that can preach with fire. Amen. We need the fire of God in the house of God. And thank God we've got some fire builders. Praise God. Lift your hands a minute. Hallelujah. You feel like preaching a minute? It got away from me. Is this all right? Praise God. Come on, church, praise Him a minute. Hey, ask the Lord to help you to be a fire builder. Amen. I know you went through some things. I know you've been discouraged. I know you've been through a storm. Amen. But don't use that for an excuse not to be a fire builder. You be a fire builder for your church, for God in these last days. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. I got a whole message to preach, but I don't know. It just seems like I got to make sure the mind of God. You understand what I'm saying? Will y'all give me a little bit here just to feel after the Lord and make sure if I need to preach on, if there's a different direction that this needs to go. Never been hardly in a place like this right here. Could you just lift your hands again? Ask the Lord if He's wanting to touch you right now. If you're convicted about being a complainer. If you're convicted about not being a fire builder. And God's wanting to do something in your life to challenge and change you. Let God work His will in your life. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. You know who got snake bit? Is a fire builder. Amen. You know who's going to get snake bit? It's the fire builder. I'll be honest with you. You ain't building fires, it's a good chance you probably won't get snake bit. Amen. But Brother Rydell, Brother Johnson, Brother Green, Brother Lott, Brother Dustin, Brother Jason, Brother Lamb, it's us fire builders. And if we're trying to do something for the Lord, here comes some snake out. Amen. Fastens on us. Amen. Almost intimidates us and say, see there. And what are you trying to do in Florida? See there. What are you trying to move from Indiana down here to Florida? See there. Amen. You got testifying and you got snake bit. Hey, I tell you, it's the fire builders that's going to end up getting snake bit. It's the fire builder that's going to end up getting attacked. But what do you got to do? You got to be better than that snake. You got to carry it over back to that fire that you built and shake that snake in the fire and say, I'm not going to let this problem, this gossip, this lie, this discouragement get me down. Shake that snake. I got to hurry. Praise God. Shake that snake. And yeah, You're going to get snake bit. It's no question about that. Brother Lamb, they're going to talk about you. They're going to talk about me. They're going to talk about you young ladies. They're going to talk about you. Amen. But you have got to shake that snake in the fire and don't let that fasten on you. Amen. I've got to deal with something here. Since if I had about 10 running right now, I don't know what I'd do. But I see, help me, Lord, to preach this. Before service, I'm looking at that word fastened. That snake fastened on his hand. With the help of the Lord right now, some of you here tonight, I see some things that's fastened. Sometimes people get hurt. Hurt feelings. Amen. I feel like I need to say this. Hurt feelings. I mean, some people can just shake it off and go on. One preacher said, I'm 70 years old. I quit worrying about what you think of me. But I ain't 70. Brother Scott, sometimes hurt feelings. And then you can almost see a personality. I can almost see on your countenance. In the name of Jesus. That's who I'm preaching to tonight. I didn't plan on getting it that high on fire builders. I was wanting to deal with this right here. Because brother, you young couples in this church, young married couples, and you're still young, you're my age. We can get our feelings hurt. Things can be said by family members. Things can be said by people in the church. And most times, people don't mean to, put you under. But it's like a snake. It fastens on you. And you know they said it. And you just can't shake it off. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, shake it off. Don't let it destroy you. Don't let that poison eat at you and get in you and infect you and cause you to die and cause you to not smile and cause you to be depressed and cause you to be discouraged and cause you not to want to face somebody in this world. Shake that snake. I know what I'm talking about. God be my helper right now. Sister Peggy, I remembered your name, didn't I? I know what I'm talking about, but God is my witness right now. I don't have nothing. Had it just eaten in me? Shake it off. Shake it off. I'm not going to preach much longer. I feel like I need to pray. I feel like we need to pray in a moment. You know, I was telling Brother Lamb about this yesterday, I believe, about David and Saul. Now, I want everyone to listen to me, because I see this. I'm going to probably close with this. I got more to preach, but I need to close with this. But in my traveling, I watch people enough. I almost see people that carry things. And some of y'all is carrying things, okay? I'm not trying to be super spiritual here. I'm trying to watch all my eye contact right now, because, boy, I want to say, don't carry things. Get your feelings hurt. But like Saul and David, Saul got jealous and things got in his heart. But David came and played that harp. The Bible said that God's hand was upon David, but the Spirit of the Lord left Saul. But an evil spirit came and tormented. Notice that word torment. Begin to torment Saul. A spirit of torment. But then, connecting with that New Testament, where that man would not forgive,
He was forgiven. One man said his forgiveness was in the millions of dollars. But when he got forgiven, he found a man that owed him. I believe Brother Lamb said something like $19. I heard one preacher say $52. It was a little bit compared to what he was forgiven. And he went to that man and said, pay me. I mean, jerked him and shook him and said, I want my money. But you know what happened? When that other man found out about it, how he didn't forgive, but he was forgiven. He was delivered to the tormentors. Amen. But when you connect those, and I watch people, it seems like they can't never get over something. They're always oppressed. They're always depressed. It could be a deep problem in your life that you won't forgive something that somebody's done. That you won't get over something. Maybe something happened in your childhood. Abuse, whatever. But I'm telling you tonight, there's some things. If we're not careful, we let them things in our life. We won't forgive. And we begin to get tormented by things. And we will not get victory, but tonight, by the help of the Lord, why don't you shake that snake and realize it's a greater problem than what you think. Amen. Lift your hands a moment. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Jesus. Oh God. Had a great preacher. I want every head bowed while I keep talking to you. Had a great preacher. A great preacher. I mean a holiness preacher. He talked to me a few months ago. He's up in years. He said, Brother Fred, when you preach on bitterness, preach on forgiveness too. He said, because all these years I've been in the ministry, I have a hard time forgiving. If we get our feelings hurt, God help me. I don't know one looking around, but right now in the name of Jesus, real quickly, you say, Brother Fred, you're preaching to me right now. I want to see your hand. Come on. Come on, I want to see your hand. Hallelujah. Man, God's speaking. I see it. I know it. God bless you. Oh, God. Right now. Amen. Thank you. Come on now. Oh, God. I feel like I need to make an altar call. Amen. I want a quick response. I want folks to come and just talk to the Lord tonight and say, Lord, these things, I don't want it to get to the place I can't forgive. And this forgiveness that I won't forgive, something's done. It turns in to something tormenting my mind, tormenting me like Saul, because I just can't forgive David. There's jealousy. There's something raging. You need to shake the snake tonight. Hallelujah. You can survive the snake bite. Real quick. Amen. Let's come. Let's come to these altars. I'm through preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's come. Let's search our hearts. Let's let the Lord put His finger, His hand upon our hearts. Let's not ignore. Let's not say, God, it's not there when we know it is there. Amen. Let's let the Lord cleanse us. Let's let the Lord change us. Let's let the Lord, amen, redeem us. Let's let the Lord do some great things tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.